chatting now with rookie right tackle Jonathan Martin. He joins us in studio on a Dolphins Monday. How was the bye week?
It was fun, you know. Got a lot of rest and relaxation in. Got away from football a little bit, you know, recharged my batteries, and I'm ready to go for these next 10 games.
You treated like a total getaway from football, or are you still hanging around the game a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I watched it on TV and, you know, caught a little film early in the week. But otherwise, you know, I tried to get my mind free a little bit.
Well, you're looking at this season. It started so far for you very well. Now you have to be able to get over those little small hurdles, the little nagging injuries and all those different things, because there's a long stretch that you guys are going to have to be able to go out there and continue to finish throughout the rest of the season.
Right. It's definitely going to be a grind, you know, 10-game stretch. We played 10 games already, but those four preseason games don't really count. You know, it's a different level of physicality in regular season games. So, you know, it's got to take care of your body, get in the ice tub, and make sure you stretch and get ready every week.
Jonathan, does it help you any that, you know, you come back after having a couple days off and it's the New York Jets that are waiting on Sunday because you played them once before, so you have a little bit of familiarity of what you're going to go against and the type of player you're going to go against, but to know it's a division and a big game for both teams, does it give your focus a little bit more?
Oh, no question. You know, I've heard from all these older veterans that this is our biggest rivalry, you know. So, you know, I'm definitely excited to get going this week. And like you said, we already played them. So it'll be fun going against them and hopefully coming out with a W this week.
Right tackle Jonathan Martin is with us in studio. You mentioned all that about the Jets. And it'll be the first time you get to see a team twice in the same season. You think you picked up some things that first game that you can kind of put to use here?
Oh, no question. You know, anytime you played a guy before, you kind of know what his go-to move is on third down. You know, stuff like that, kind of, you know, how they play the run and, you know, how they play the pass. So that stuff definitely helps when you play them again.
What about the sense of the rivalry? You know, you say the veterans tell you about it. It's the biggest rivalry and you played in the game. Did it feel any different when you were playing it than any of these other ones?
It was definitely a little more intense. You know, I could tell that, you know, these divisional rivalries definitely pick up the intensity. You know, guys are getting after each other, and, you know, there's a little push and shoving after the whistle, all that stuff.
You had Cal Stanford this weekend as well. The big game, how does Dolphins-Jets compare to that one?
You know, it's big. It's hard to compare them, you know. It's two different atmospheres. You know, the big games, you know, it's been going on for 115 years. You know, there's a lot of tradition in that, and I think this is kind of a newer rivalry, if I'm not wrong.
Sure.
So, you know, they're different, but they do have some similarities.
Jonathan, the first few games, you guys played a lot of different hybrid-type defenses, Houston, Arizona, and now having the opportunity to play the Jets. Are you guys prepared for the different fronts that these guys are going to be giving you? Because they're throwing a lot of different things out there at you guys, and you still have an opportunity to pick them up.
Yeah, you know, they show a ton of different stuff, especially on third down. You know, I think the name of the game is make sure you're successful on first and second down running the football, so, you know, they're not bringing all those crazy blitzes at you on third down. And I think that's your plan going into any week.
Jonathan, it really is amazing. A lot of people haven't made a big deal, but the huge adjustment you made from the left side in college going to the right side, two questions. One, how do you feel you've adjusted to the right side? And how do you feel playing next to a guy for, you know, 6 weeks in a row in John Jerry? You guys getting a nice chemistry together on the right side?
Yeah, you know, John's great. He's been a great help. You know, he's been around for a little while. So he definitely helps me out there on the field, some communication and stuff like that. And, you know, adjusting, it was a little rough at first, but, you know, I feel at home now. You know, I feel like I've been playing there for a long time.
How would you rate your level of play through six regular season games?
You know, I think it's been pretty good, but, you know, there's always stuff to improve. You know, there's just little things I really want to make sure that I pin down and, you know, don't make the same mistakes twice. That's the biggest thing that the coaches have told me. You know, once you correct something, put it behind you and move on.
Coming into this season, Jonathan Martin, so many people were concerned about the right side of the offensive line. Who was going to play at guard? And that was up for grabs, you know, it seemed like for a while in training camp. Who's the rookie at right tackle? How is he going to be able to contribute, especially switching sides, as John alluded to? Do you have an appreciation for how you've been appreciated by, I think, this fan base over the course of the first 6 weeks? Because people were really worried about the right side of the offensive line, and we haven't talked about it in weeks, which is probably the best thing you can say.
No question. You know, the fans have been awesome. You know, I think John and myself have done a pretty good job. And, you know, the line as an entire unit has done a good job. You know, I credit that a lot to the running backs, you know, making us look good. You know, and our coaching staff prepared us really well during camp. So, you know, I think it really started to come together as a unit, and we're going to be successful in the rest of the season.
One of the things that really help a team propel and get on to the next level is the locker room. How's the locker room been for you guys down there? You know, having a young quarterback in there, you know, trying to lead this football team, even, and you have veterans, Carlos Dansby, Devon Best, all of those guys. But how's the locker room down there? It seems like there's a lot of energy in there.
Oh, there's a ton of energy. You know, I think everyone on the team can feel the excitement that, you know, we could really make a strong playoff push these next 10 games. You know, everything that we've wanted to attain is right in front of us. So, you know, there's definitely a lot of energy in there, and we have great not senior, veteran leadership out there. And, you know, it's been going great.
That's a rookie mistake right there. That's a literal rookie mistake. A guy still using some of the terminology from college. Jonathan Martin's had a very good start to his professional career over there at right tackle. You mentioned playing next to John Jerry. Very, very solid right side of the offensive line so far. Thanks for coming in. Glad you enjoyed the bye week and enjoy the second part of the season here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.